Do you think very much about the way you walk? Probably not. But some researchers have been considering it, and they've found that how you walk, the regularity of your steps, the pace, could be an indicator of whether you'll get dementia later in life. It's hoped that the work will help identify those at risk earlier so they can be encouraged to make changes that can slow the decline. Rebecca Hewitt reports.
Hi, Betty. Thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Great. So today we're going to have a look and see how your walking is. So we'll show you all the different parts of the equipment, okay, and then we'll get you to walk along the mat.
Betty Pilgrim is being put through her paces on a special walking mat with sensors underneath it to measure every step she takes. According to a study of 400 60 to 85-year-olds, if she walks unusually slowly or the distance between steps is irregular, it could be a sign of failing brain health. The study's been done by Monash University and the Menzies Institute for Medical Research at the University of Tasmania. Associate Professor Michelle Calisaya was a researcher on the project and co-authored a recent study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease.
We found that a walking speed of around 1 metre per second was associated with a decline in memory, and we also found that variability in walking patterns was also associated with a decline in memory.
Researchers assessed cognitive ability with word association tests and also did brain scans.
Some of our earlier studies did look at the associations between what we saw on MRI scan and people's gait, and certainly found that people who walked slower with smaller steps did have more changes in their MRI scan of their brain.
Those tested were in their 60s, 70s and 80s, but researchers say it could be relevant for younger people, especially women.
We think that it's a really early marker, so you would potentially be seeing it, well, the studies was at age 60 and onwards, so we think certainly from age 60, but there's also some evidence that particularly in women, walking speed starts and balance start to decline in their 50s.
Professor Valandhar Srikanth from Monash University was also a researcher on the study. He says it's possible people identified as at risk could, with lifestyle changes, see their brain health improve and changes in their walking style.
You would think that if you identify these people and you try and minimise the risks in them from the perspective of their cardiovascular health, lifestyle and physical activity, then you would tend to see an increase in their walking ability. But I suspect you might also see a concomitant maintenance of their cognitive function or improvement in their cognitive function. And I guess that's where this might head to.
Professor Srikanth is now looking at whether walking style can identify which patients with a mild cognitive impairment will go on to get more serious dementia, and is collaborating with researchers from the Albert Einstein Centre in New York. The link between walking pace and brain health is being widely studied. A separate project in New Zealand is tracking about 1,000 people born in the early 1970s. It's found those who walk more slowly tend to show signs of accelerated biological ageing. Betty Pilgrim's test shows she's quick on her feet in all regards. According to the experts, she's doing all the right things, keeping active and mentally agile. The 71-year-old is enrolled in an online law degree and just got back from 2 months in Europe.
I was on my own and I was backpacking. So you can imagine what it's like in Europe, up and down stairs at train stations and all that sort of thing. And I walked a lot.
A very busy Betty Pilgrim. Rebecca Hewitt, our reporter.